Okay, Bob, and thank you very much. I'll add my welcome to everyone on the conference call and certainly to those listening on the web. As we look back on Cameco's 2008 results and a little bit ahead to 2009, we're more confident than ever of our growing global reach as a supplier and participant in the nuclear power industry. We look out on an uncertain economic landscape from a solid and secure vantage point. Cameco's strength was evident in our fourth quarter, a time of unprecedented volatility in world financial markets. As 2008 drew to a close and continuing into 2009, we have seen declining economic confidence in the world. Indeed, it's been painful to watch day by day as companies in the metal, mining, and energy sectors make tough decisions to cancel projects and scale back operations. Cameco, we believe, is in a much different position. We are able to plan and execute our long-term strategies because our revenue base, customer relations, and excellent uranium reserves are built for the long term. Let me elaborate. First, our customers are well-established electrical utilities, many either government-owned or with regulated rate structures. In tough times, they run their low-cost nuclear plants at full capacity, assuring demand for our products. Our strategy of seeking price protection in our contracting has reduced the sensitivity of our revenue to softening spot prices, and we are seeing the benefit now. In 2008, we delivered record revenues of $2.9 billion and adjusted net earnings per share of $1.67. And that from our diversified portfolio of long-term contracts and stellar assets. As you know, our customers do not have a set pattern in taking deliveries, so our quarterly revenues fluctuate. In 2008, robust deliveries in the fourth quarter helped us close out a positive year. Not only did we set a new high water mark for overall revenues in the quarter, the last quarter also brought with it a return to strong cash flow from operations similar to what we achieved in 2007. Now in 2009, while other companies defer or abandon projects, Cameco is advancing work to secure our current and our future production, including the promising new projects we acquired within the last 8 months. With predictable growing revenue, we believe the market is recognizing that Cameco's fortunes are not linked to the current gloomy outlook in the metals and petroleum sectors. For the broader economy, we observe there is no agreement on how long or how deep the global recession will last, or for that matter, how much more central bankers will have to do to thaw bank credit. Cameco continues to watch developments on the credit front, but we can report favorable developments since we last spoke of this topic on our third quarter call. We can tell you today that the short-term loan we took out last June to help finance our investments in new assets, such as Kintyre and Global Laser Enrichment, has been extended on good terms. In addition, Cameco has recently gained access to additional credit in the amount of $100 million. Access to credit on favorable terms will provide us the flexibility to take advantage of opportunities that arise from this difficult economic environment. Some players we know will have difficulty raising capital and may need to sell assets or engage new partners to advance their projects. We are constantly assessing such opportunities, and we have the capacity to make strategic investments at the right time and at the right price. We will make these investments knowing that the prospects for nuclear energy remain strong, Indeed, they are improving with the passing of each day. In countries where public skepticism once reigned and phasing out nuclear power was long-standing, government policies toward nuclear continues to be reassessed. Most recently, Sweden's leaders concluded that a country that wants to be carbon neutral cannot afford to phase out the only thermal source of baseload electricity that does not generate greenhouse gases. As a result, Sweden is likely to see all 10 of its remaining reactors replaced with new ones over time, and further reactors added at existing licensed sites. Recently, we have seen India set a course for a large-scale expansion of nuclear power, some 35 operating reactors by 2018, double today's number. China, too, continues to expand its already aggressive nuclear power program. And while India and China lead the way, other countries are moving to expand or create nuclear capacity as well. All of this is in keeping with our 10-year outlook of almost 100 new plants being commissioned around the world, with some older and smaller ones closing. From this new and renewed global interest in clean nuclear generation, we project annual uranium requirements will rise to 226 million pounds from the 181 million pounds we expect will be needed in 2009. That will mean average demand growth of almost 3% annually in the next 10 years. Cameco is intent on remaining a leading world supplier in this growth scenario. So money invested now in advanced exploration projects, such as our new joint ventures in Australia, will position us to deliver new production to customers as markets expand. We also have reason for optimism on the operational front. At our flagship MacArthur River operation, we have made good progress in developing the new ore zones that will sustain production for the next 10 years. Successful exploration continued at Rabbit Lake last year, adding another year's production from this long-lived producer and putting total reserves at 17.6 million pounds. At Cigar Lake, we have identified the location of the inflow that we experienced during our dewatering attempt last August. We also gained assurance that the original inflow area was effectively sealed. Work to seal the new inflow area is underway and is expected to take most of the year. At Inkai, we are on track to achieve commercial production this year. Recently, acid supplies have been adequate, and the goal is to ramp up production by 2011. We continue to work with our partner on the path forward to doubling production. In fuel services, we safely remediated and restarted the UF6 conversion facility at Port Hope, Ontario. Currently, we are working to secure reliable sources of hydrofluoric acid, and we are making significant progress in this area and expect to resume production in the second half of 2009. On the financial side of things, 2008 was another record year for Cameco, with gross revenues increasing 24% and adjusted net earnings per share up by 8%. Looking ahead to 2009, we expect another solid year of financial performance, of course, depending on how market prices develop. Unit cost of sales is expected to rise between 5 and 10% in the uranium business, while administration costs are expected to decline a similar amount. We have set a prudent course in planning for 2009 capital expenditures, with approximately $320 million budgeted for growth and sustaining capital. We are confident this level of expenditure will secure our producing operations advance the revitalization work at Key Lake and the dewatering and remediation programs at Cigar Lake.